Track 3. Caring for a loved one. As in our previous exercises, begin by sitting on a straight-backed chair or couch or on a cushion on the floor, allowing your body to become still. The back is straight without being stiff. The posture is relaxed, awake, and dignified. The hands can rest gently on the knees or in the lap. The eyes are open, simply resting the gaze on whatever is in front of you, without thinking too much about what you're viewing. Settling into this moment, begin watching the breath. You'll use your breath as an anchor for your attention, and if you become distracted, bring your mind back to the breath. Just remain in this space, abiding calmly for a few minutes. And when your mind becomes distracted, bring it back to the breath. Now, picture in your mind someone in your life who is or who has been a source of deep love. It might be a parent, spouse or partner, or child. Just vividly picture someone who has been very loving to you, or who you deeply love, someone who has taught you what it means to love and to be loved. Allow the feeling of this love to rise within your mind and feel the physiology of this love in your body. Do this for a short while. Now, imagine that this person who has given you so much love, who you love so dearly, is the patient that you're caring for. Feel the added sense of urgency in needing to alleviate their suffering, and feel your own discomfort at seeing this loved one suffer so much. Get a sense of how your mind is and how your physiology changes when you compassionately imagine how much you want to alleviate this person's suffering. Be with these thoughts, feelings, and sensations for a while. Again, imagine that this person who has given you so much love, who you love so dearly, is the patient that you're caring for. Feel the added sense of urgency in needing to alleviate their suffering, and feel your own discomfort at seeing this loved one suffer so much. Get Get a sense of how your mind is and how your physiology changes when you compassionately imagine how much you want to alleviate this person's suffering. And be with the thoughts, feelings, and sensations for a moment. Take note of any sensations in your body, emotions, or thoughts in your mind, and see if what arises is an association of love, or whether other thoughts and emotions come into play. How easy is it to give rise to a deep and abiding feeling of love for this person? Are you able to experience this same feeling, this same physiology, when you're with your patients? And now, relax and let go of any sort of effort, simply remaining in this state of mind for a while.